What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Expectant Without Expecting podcast. I'm your host, Cameron Crosby, and it has been a little while. I have some awesome guests lined up for the next couple weeks, but I just felt led to jump on here and do a solo episode, which y'all know how much I hate solo episodes, but the last month and a half for me has been an absolute whirlwind, and the Lord has just been teaching so much through that season. And so I just felt like he was asking me to record it. And even if it's just for myself to look back on one day and hear what I've learned through this season, that is worth it. But hopefully I can encourage someone out there if they're walking through a season of life right now that is painful or confusing. And yeah, so I guess let's just jump right into it. I ride horses. For those of you that don't know me, I compete, I show jump. And those of you that do know me, you guys know this. But I was in California and I was supposed to be down there for 3 weeks. And the first 2 weeks went well, or I guess I can say well, like as far as the horse show went, they went well. Emotionally, I was a little bit tired and family stuff was going on. But week three came around, which was almost 4 weeks ago now. It was just a random Tuesday. I was warming up. I was going to do just like, they're called clear rounds, kind of like a practice round, wasn't for anything. And I took a bad fall and I ended up breaking both sides of my pelvis and my sacrum. And it was very painful and really scary. So I was down there alone, just my trainers and I. My parents were not down there yet, but praise God, they already had a ticket booked for that day because they were going to come out and watch me compete that week. They were going to be on their way, but I fell in the morning and in the midst of all of that, I have just learned so much. And I think looking back on the accident, I can see the Lord in all of it. But what I want to get into is in all of that chaos, I tangibly remember that morning. Well, actually, I'll go back a couple weeks before this accident happened. I was getting a lot of prophetic words, and I just felt like in all of my quiet times, the Lord was speaking over me that I am to praise in the chaos. I am to praise through the pain. And I thought I was doing that at the time. I was like, okay, God, like I'll always praise you. And even if you don't do anything else for me, what you have done is already enough. And I had that mindset going into this horse show. But I didn't really know why. So I had a really good friend give me this prophetic word that she had received a vision of me praising, and everything around me was chaotic. And I was kind of clinging to that. And I was like, man, I do kind of feel that in my life right now. I do feel like everything around me is a whirlwind and that a lot of it doesn't make sense. But I know that God is good and my faith is firmer than ever. So I went into that horse show with that preparation. And I always think back to Joshua 1, where the Lord actually says, like, get ready. And then he says, I am with you. And then he goes on to say, be brave and strong, be brave and strong, be brave and strong. And I cannot help but just see that in this season, he prepared me before he asked me to be brave and strong. And he does. He doesn't say that walking with him means that it's all going to be easy. It just means that he's preparing you for the turmoil that might come. And I always think about, like, on an airplane, if the captain gets on the speaker and he says, like, hey guys, we're going to be expecting turbulence, buckle up, find your seat, be ready for it. When the turbulence comes, it feels so much less aggressive and feels so much less scary than what you thought it would be, because the captain prepared you for it. Whereas if you don't get that inside hint of like, hey, something's coming, then when it does come, it's like, it just rocks your world. It takes you by surprise. And so in this, walking into this season, I can look back and wholeheartedly say that through being in God's word, I was prepared for whatever turmoil was coming. And so the morning of the accident, I remember I was exhausted. I was so exhausted. And I realistically, I shouldn't have ridden. I knew that, but I did. And this happened for a reason. So I remember waking up, and originally I thought that I was supposed to ride at like 11. And so I thought I had the whole morning to have coffee and have my quiet time and kind of get like a slower start to my day. But I didn't. I was supposed to be on at 8. So I woke up, I got my coffee, and usually on any other day, I would have gone and just rode and brought my journal with me and my Bible and then gone to a coffee shop after I rode and probably just done my Devo after the round. But that morning, I swear the Holy Spirit just like took over my body, and I grabbed my coffee and I beelined it for the couch and I opened up the word, like no distraction, nothing. Didn't even look at my phone first. And I actually, truth be told, I can't even remember what I read that morning, but I remember sitting on the couch in the Airbnb with my jaw open, like my mouth open. And I felt like the Lord said, something's going to happen and I just need you to trust me through it. And I remember sitting there and asking like audibly, I was saying, what is it, God? What is it, God? What is it, God? And I just knew something was going to happen and he prepared me for it. But that to say, I went and rode. I didn't think that it was going to be a fall. And when I fell, I hit the ground and I immediately knew that my hips were broken, like something in my hip was broken. And that's all I could say. I was in so much pain that honestly, I couldn't even cry. Like I remember trying to cry and no tears would come out. And my trainers were there. But in that moment, I knew wholeheartedly that this was what God was preparing me for. And as I laid on the ground and I just continuously said, like, my hip, my hip, my hip. In all of that, I was also praying like, okay, God, I trust you. Like, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be broken. But if I am, I know that there's going to be good that comes from this. And so pain-wise, I was honestly at like a 12 out of 10. I was in so much pain, both sides of my pelvis broken, multiple breaks in my sacrum. And at the time, the paramedics wouldn't move me because that extensive of a break, which they didn't know that was all broken because obviously I hadn't been x-rayed yet, but with that kind of trauma, they just weren't sure if like my spine was injured or my organs were bleeding or any sort of that type of damage was done. And so I was laying there and all I wanted was to move. I wanted to get off of my broken hip. And I was like, please, you guys, like put me on one of those gurneys and like get me to the hospital. But they couldn't move me. And so I laid on the ground for probably, it felt like 2 hours, but it was probably like 30 minutes before the ambulance got there and they adjusted me and moved me to the ambulance. When I was in the ambulance, I remember I was just like, I was laying there and I was praying and I was so scared. I was alone in the ambulance. This was my first time ever in an ambulance. This was my first time breaking anything. Up until this point, my health has been very, very good. Praise God for that. But I was scared. I felt alone. And they were trying to come at me with all of these painkillers. And I didn't want that. I didn't want painkillers in my system. I was laying there and I remember I just asked the ambulance guy for my phone and I grabbed my phone and I didn't want to call anyone at the time. I just wanted to play worship music and that's all I wanted. And so I kept on thinking of that vision that my friend had and the word and the preparation that the Lord had given me to praise him, even in the pain and even in the midst of the confusion and the chaos, praise him. And so I turned on worship music. I didn't care what anyone around thought. I was like, I just need my phone. I need my worship music. And I was just crying. I was so nervous and I was so scared and I was in so much pain, but I knew that this is exactly what the Lord had prepared me for. And so I got to the hospital, I had a neck brace on and I couldn't look around at anything around me. All I could do was listen to worship music next to my head and look up at the sky, like ceiling or the sky or whatever. And in that time, I just remember being like so anxious. Like my entire body was quivering. Like I was shaken to the core with fear and I was nervous. Like they kept on asking me, like, can you feel your toes? Can you feel your toes? Can you move your feet? Can you grab my hand? All of these things. And I was like, oh my gosh, is my injury so massive that like I could be paralyzed? Like I was just freaking out. So many things were going through my head. I wanted my parents. I wanted some sort of comfort. And truly all I had in that moment was Jesus. And we've always heard like growing up, like whisper the name of Jesus and peace that surpasses all understanding will come over you. And I kept on thinking that. And so in my little like gurney or my little bed, I just kept on whispering Jesus like over and over and over. And people would come in and ask me questions and I would answer the question. And then I just keep on whispering Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I could say. And when they took me to the CT scan, same thing. My body was shaking. I don't like tight spaces. I was scared. And so I just closed my eyes and they kept on telling me that for the CT scan to work, or I think it was a CT scan. I don't know. I was in one of those big tubes for like 15 minutes. And for that scan to work, I had to breathe in, hold my breath for like a couple seconds and then breathe out. And I couldn't be moving around. I couldn't be, I just had to be really still and really calm. And that was the exact opposite of what my body was and what my heart was and what my mind was in that moment. But whispering the name of Jesus in that scan literally calmed down my entire body to the point of no pain, no anxiety, no fear. It was truly a peace that surpassed all understanding. And it was such a cool, like in looking back on it, it was terrifying, but looking back on it, it's so cool to experience that and know that like, dang, that really works. That is a peace that really will take over your entire body and it will cancel out the enemy. It will cancel out those lies. And it works. So I got through that. They finally gave me like a Tylenol drip, which took away most of the pain and got my x-rays back. And sure enough, all of those breaks came back on the x-ray. And so they had to transport me then to a trauma surgeon, which was an hour away. So I got back in an ambulance after a couple more hours and got sent to this hospital. Well, the hospital was so busy that they had no room for me. Like they didn't even have room in the hallway. So they put me in this like utility closet. And I swear, like I was just on the back burner. I was just like laying there still on the same gurney from the ambulance, so uncomfortable. And I was still just in this moment of like, or in this mindset of like, I'm going to praise you, God. And like, no matter what, I remember thinking to myself in that ambulance ride, just that like, I remember saying, God, you endured the cross, the pain of the cross, and no pain will ever come near that. And so I'm not going to complain about my pain right now. I'm just going to trust you and know that you have already walked through the worst of it and I don't have to endure that. And so praise God for that. Like, thank you for that. Which I know it sounds like, okay, Cam, like way to go. You have it figured out, whatever. No, I was like saying that through my teeth. Honestly, I was like, I just know that this, like shifting this to a thankful heart is gonna completely change my heart and my mind and my soul right now, which is what I need. So like, honestly, a year ago, if this would have happened to me, I would have immediately gone to like, why God, woe is me, this sucks, whatever. And it did suck. I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. It was not fun, but praising God in the midst of the pain was an amazing lesson. And I'm proud of myself for doing that. But yeah, so then I got to the second hospital, laid there for a little bit. They couldn't get around to surgery that day. So spent the night, next morning, they got me into surgery. The surgeon was awesome. He, silver lining, honestly, probably one of the best surgeons that I could have gone to. And then I stayed overnight again. And then the next day, they were allowed to discharge me. So I am currently on crutches for probably another, they want me on crutches for like 4 months, and I'm almost at a month. So another 3 months of crutches, no walking. And it's been crazy. I mean, it's been such a hard season of life, but also such a sweet season of learning how to praise in the midst of the pain and learning how to navigate seasons that don't make any sense. Like, I did not expect this season of life to go the way that it did. I thought I was going down to California to show, to have a sweet kind of like getaway, and it ended up being completely opposite. But what I have learned is when the Lord wants you to be still, He's going to ensure that you're still. And just because this happened doesn't mean it's a punishment from God, or doesn't mean that He's not with me. He actually is fully with me, and He loves me so much that He wanted to tell me before this accident happened and prepare me so that when the turbulence came, it wasn't as scary as what it would have been if I wasn't in the Word. And so I just encourage, like, anyone out there that feels like they're going through a painful period, like an injury, or really just anything that's causing pain or anxiety or fear in your soul, just get in the Word, because God isn't wanting you to face this alone. He wants to prepare you to be brave and strong. And as James 1 says, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces endurance, and endurance will make you complete, ensuring that you are lacking nothing. And so I got given that verse. If you guys listened to previous episodes, one with Mary Lauren, I talked about that far before this accident happened. God gave me that verse, and I felt so deeply that I needed to memorize it. And now I know why, because I kept on speaking that over myself. I kept on saying, like, okay, this is a trial, but from this trial, it's producing endurance, and the endurance is gonna one day produce fruit. And I guess I should also preface that this horse show in particular it was my first time ever showing there, but this was something that I have been dreaming of for literally 20 years. I've been riding and jumping for 20 years. And this is one of those shows that I felt like I have worked so hard to get to. Like, I was so excited for this show, and I thought it was just going to be like this really sweet season. And I did wholeheartedly feel like I was supposed to go. And in all of that pain, it's hard not to let your heart go to the spot of like, God, I thought this was supposed to be a sweet season for me. I thought that this was supposed to be good. And it really is just hope deferred. I remember kind of laughing to myself in the hospital after like a couple days after I'd been out of surgery and I was almost on my way back to the Airbnb. I remember being like, gosh, this is exactly what my podcast is about, like placing expectations on God and not having it turn out the way that you thought it would be, but still remaining expectant for His hand and for Him to move and for His goodness. And that's exactly where I'm at right now still, is looking back on that. I'm like, okay, God, is that how I wanted it to go? Absolutely not. Is my heart a little bit sad? Absolutely. Like, do I want to be on crutches for the next 4 months and not being able to ride my horse and not being able to walk or go hike in the sunshine? No. Like, I genuinely am sad with where I'm at in life, but I'm also the most hopeful that I've ever been because of how good our Father is and how much He loves us and how He wanted to prepare me before I experienced this, and how He continues to speak and give joy through this season that surpasses all understanding. So yeah, I just felt like I needed to preface the fact that like this horse show really was a huge dream of mine, and having it end the way that it did, a week short and with me in the hospital and now with a long road to recovery ahead of me, that's not it's not just like an accident that's like, oh shoot, that stinks. It's like my heart truly broke. I think that my heart broke as much as my pelvis and sacrum did. But I just want to encourage you that praising through the pain is, it's hard, but it's so worth it. And in that time where all I wanted to do was just lay there and cry and sulk, turning on worship music shifted the entire atmosphere. Like, it even changed the expression on the ambulance driver's face, and it opened him up. I don't know. He like all of a sudden wanted to ask me questions, and I was just like openly praying. And I don't know if that maybe impacted the ambulance drivers or not, but in that moment, that's what I needed. And they saw that. And I don't know. I don't know what this season has to hold. I don't know if this is going to encourage anyone. But I just felt led to record it and put it out there and just encourage someone, hopefully, that you can praise through the pain. And even when your faith feels thin, that's okay. There's seasons when our faith is going to feel thin, but in those seasons, your deep-rooted hope in the Lord, that is what's going to get you through. So just be encouraged that even in a season of confusion and doubt, there's still a heart posture that's available to you and a joy that's available to you that only comes through the Spirit of just, here I am, God. I know that maybe this isn't what I expected, but you're in full control. I'm also just praying that through this season, someone else can be encouraged by this faith that I have in God, because it's not my own. It's fully just a gift from the Holy Spirit. Like, even reading God's word and being able to understand a sentence of it, that's grace. We as humans shouldn't be able to understand and like fully feel the weight of his word. But through God's grace and through God's love, he allows us to understand him, his living word. And even that in itself is a gift. And so my faith in this season is not my own. It is fully the Lord. It is fully the Spirit. If it was on my own accord, if it was through my own strength, I would be screaming and crying and asking why and wondering where the heck God was and blaming him. But through all of this, that's not the case. And so I know that, dang, okay, God, you are with me. Your Spirit is here. And I am so thankful that even in this season of hope deferred, my true hope lies in you, and you are who you say you are, and you are good. And I just know that in these seasons of pain, God doesn't want you to feel alone. He doesn't want you to feel unprepared. He doesn't want you to feel shaken to your core. I experienced it. I experienced being shaken to my core, and just the simple name of Jesus completely calmed me down. So that's telling me, like, okay, God, you want to walk through these times with me. You didn't promise me a life of complete ease and comfort. That's not what walking with Jesus is. It just means that when we walk through pain, he is there. He wants to prepare you for it ahead of time. And the only way that you can truly be prepared for that ahead of time is by spending time with him daily. But when you are prepared for that, and when he does give you that little glimmer of like, hey, I'm here, cling to that. Don't question his goodness. Don't question his faithfulness, because he is there. He wants to comfort you in those seasons, but he also wants to produce endurance in you. He wants to teach you something through that season. And so right now, as I'm laid up and as I can't really do anything except for dive into the word, I am just praying that the Lord truly teaches me whatever he wants to teach me in this time, and I can learn it with a humble and hungry heart, because one, I don't want to walk through this season again, but two, I know that this time can actually be so sweet. And if he prepared me for this season, I know that this season isn't void. He's not just saying like, okay, well, catch me back here in 4 months and then we'll chat about something new. Like, no, he wants to chat with me every single second of every day. And even when I can't physically do anything, I felt like the Lord told me, even if you can't physically march for 7 days to break that wall down, you can spiritually march. I also just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has reached out, who have been there. This experience has really shown me like how priceless community is. And I can't even, a thank you isn't enough. It really isn't. Like, I can't even express my gratitude for all of you who have reached out that I don't even know, saying that you're praying for me or sending me encouraging verses or just messages. And all of those that do know me and love me and have stopped by or cooked a dinner for me or just sent me a voicemail or just anything. Like, I am so appreciative, and it is seriously, it has encouraged me so much, and it has been spurring me on more than I think anyone may realize. So if anyone is going through a season of hardship right now and they are listening to this, please feel free to reach out. I would love to pray for you and encourage you through this season, because it makes a difference. There is power in prayer, and I do believe that God is working and He wants to move mountains and He wants testimonies to be heard. So I am here. I would love to pray for you. But yeah, just a huge thank you to all of you that have prayed for me during this season. I love you guys so much, and I am so appreciative, and a thank you simply is not enough.